You can plan about tomorrow, you can do whatever you want, and you will never know what will happen tomorrow. And we see it how many times so and so is sick, so and so is dead, so and so is in a hospital. Major crisis, diseases, you name it, or even changing the heart. By this way, Yawm al-Mawrud, the future day, we do not know nothing. What Allah will plan for us for it. And we think everything will be fine until all of a sudden, boom, a surprise. What a surprise. So-and-so is sick, so-and-so is dead. Or so-and-so, the doctor said you have 3 weeks, you have 1 month, you have 2 months, you have 9 months. Anybody can plan? Plan. Number four. يوم موعود, the promised day. What the promised day? The day Allah promised He will take your life. Is a promise. Is a promise will be done. Is not if, it is when. Okay? Is a must. And you never know, young, old, healthy, not, you never know. You never know. How many people died in the middle of vacation? How many people died sleeping after lunch or dinner? How many people died in a soccer game or a game or in a movie? How many people died in the middle of the plane, just sitting, all of a sudden they died. And they never reached their destination or what they believe. And number five, يَوْمٌ مَمْدُود. The day will be extended, the extended day, which is يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. 50,000 years of our reckoning. This again, a promise. It will happen, will happen. We believe. We are the believer. What happened if I do not remember the 5 days? If I do not think about Akhirah? If I do not think about Yawm al-Qiyamah, journey of death, meeting my Lord? Jannah, Jahannam, what will happen? Very simple. The disease of the heart increase. I wake up, jealousy, envy, hate, desire, you know, stingy, want, do not want, love, hate, zulm, oppression, aggression, want to accumulate, stealing, drama, crime, this and that, causing fitna. Why all this? Because we forget about the five and the purpose of life. This was a non-Muslim who embraced Islam. They said, before Islam, I have no purpose of life. I don't know what I'm living for. By this way, a message for you today. Thank Allah, and I want you to remember, what happened to you without Project Smile? What happened to you without purpose in life? What happened to you without journey of Iman? What happened to you without journey of upbringing? What happened to you without journey of elevating our soul? What will happen? We become exactly like the disbeliever and non-believer, Allah said to the Quran, and they eat and enjoy themselves like the animal and like the cattle, and the hellfire is their own place. Can I be wake up just to eat and resting to eat, and the whole day is only for a meal? All my thinking, my thought, my effort, my traveling, my money, just for a meal. And take a photo. And forget the purpose of life. Meal is complementary. It supports my life. Sleeping, complementary, support my life. Clothing, complementary, support my life. Not the purpose at all. Even marriage, even kids, is a part of the purpose. Not a goal and destination. This why, if you listen to Islamic Adhan, when it comes, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Actually, in Arabic, it should be Hay tu salah, Hay tu falah, not ala, ila. Because come to go to pray. But it's not that. The Adhan, Hayya ala salah. Come, elevate yourself with salah. Elevate yourself with akhirah. Elevate yourself with meeting your Lord is elevation. Elevation. By this way, it is the call to Adhan, is not the call to place or call to word something. It's call of elevation. Similar, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I want you to go back. Look to your life before journey of Iman. Look to your life before journey of goodness. What will happen? Calamity, hardship, envy, jealousy, drama, nonsense, no ending, and misery. And this is why today the people is empty, very empty. Going to the mall, keep walking. Movie after movie, show after show, vacation after vacation, meal after meal. Everybody searching for what's called happiness and fulfillment. But they forget the happiness and fulfillment only with Allah, toward Allah, for sabilillah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, and humanity, and those who listen to me now, look at yourself before, look at yourself now. Think about your future. Think about the purpose of life. Think about what you want to achieve. And this is why I was sending a message to one sister, and she sent me some videos she tried to make. And I tell her what the purpose, what the anchor. Similar, even if you go to a trip together, what do you want from this trip? What the purpose? Just to eat and have fun? Or to relax, to able to think, to bond, to get together, to think it over, to even utilize yourself, respect each other, love each other, and see where we go from here, how we can love each other more, how we can utilize our quality more, how we can put each one of us in the right place in the right time. By this way, we become assets and supporter and the brick of the beautiful wall, brick after brick, to support the message of Allah, to spread the message and elevation of Islam and alleviation the suffering of the other. Think, where you go from here, what the purpose, how we can enhance our relationship, how we can take each other relationship to something higher, something so beautiful, to be among those who love each other for Allah, make other love Allah, and be among those who meet each other yawm al-qiyamah under the shade of the throne of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Think, thanks, plan, do, at least with niyyah. And the rest in the hand of Allah, insha'Allah. May Allah put barakah in our time, our intention, our soul, our body, our effort, our money, our health, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure with us. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Remember the five, remember today, remember what you're planning to do today, what you want to achieve today, what you want to gain of today, how much you want to remember Allah, how much you want to thank Allah, how much you want to work for Allah, how much you want to sweat for Allah, how much you want to spend for Allah. Think on what you're leaving to yourself, to your family, to your kids, to society, to mankind. The legacy you want to live. And live for it and leave it behind it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in all our effort and make us united for Him, purely to Him, to elevate the name of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others, and make us united yawm al-qiyamah, insha'Allah, under the shade of the throne of Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. With Allah looking at us, be happy with us, pleasing us. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we are pleased with meeting our Lord, Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.